Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I am a big science guy. Science is my first love. Science is my passion. Science is what I'm a fan slash fanatic of. Give me science, give me reasoning, give me deductive reasoning, give me inductive reasoning, give me the scientific method, give me physics, chemistry, orgo, cell biology, biology, give me all of your sciences except the pseudosciences, I don't even want to get involved. I don't want to even talk about that. And I'm not going to talk about that. And the reason I'm bringing up all of this science stuff, because science just introduced the possibility to me that our sun is going to die. Yeah. The sun is going to die, but don't fret. Do not fret. Do not worry. We're going to have to colonize a new solar system. The sun's going to die, but we're going to have to colonize a new solar system. That came across my information. It came across my information that the sun is going to die and we're going to have to find a new solar system. Gonna have to find a new star, solar system, all of that. And my first thought was, okay, that's not how I wanted to start the day. That is not how I wanted the day to begin. I wanted the day to begin just a normal, regular day, get started, get up, do what I have to do, go ride around, drive around, watch some TV, take in some information, talk to some people about their teams, talk to some people about some sporting events, get prepared and get ready to attend a few sporting events. Just do all the normal stuff that a person that's involved with sports do. That's how I just wanted to start. That's just how I wanted to go down. And I was also trying to stay focused on the task at hand. And no, this is not the previous task that I mentioned. This is not the mouth breathing campaign, although still undecided. And this is not about the throwing shade, New Year's resolution. Nah. Oh, and this is not about the being a fanatic, a sport fanatic, just going all in and being a fanatic. Now I was focused on something else. Yet, having this bit of news, having this bit of information just come across, it threw everything off. And not to mention, I end up seeing a rat, it was a mouse, like a field mouse, maybe a house mouse. But it was a mouse. And I knew my day was thrown off. I knew things wasn't the same and things wasn't going according to the plan. When I see this field mouse, when I see this mouse, and it's just sitting there eating, and it looks at me, and I look back at it, and I'm still walking. I'm not walking towards it or anything, and I'm not running away from it or walking away from it necessarily. I'm walking parallel to it. It's directly in front of me, like diagonal left. However, I am walking straight. So it's giving me this pathway of walking parallel to this mouse, walking parallel to this mouse that I'm seeing, eating, relaxing, just enjoying itself. But this huge, big human, me, myself, He's walking by. I haven't had that many encounters with mice. I haven't had that many encounters with mice or rats or, you know, rodents, period. Nah, not that many encounters. However, the few encounters I have had with them, if I'm walking in a direction that's almost similar to theirs, they usually run away. They usually take off and run or don't look back at me or don't look at me and just kind of disturb, wondering what my intentions are, disturb, wanting to know what my next move is. Yet this mouse that I'm about to walk parallel by, it was just eating, looked at me, we made eye contact, and I just kept it moving. And he stayed there. He stayed there like, okay, I don't have a problem with you. Okay, we're cool. Okay. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Oh, you doing good? Oh, you about to go home? Or where you off to? Oh, okay. Well, make sure you tell such and such I say what's up. It's like, I don't know, this mouse thought we were boys, cool or something. Just like, kind of gave me the head dap too, and I just kept it moving. What just happened? That was my mind. What just happened here? One, this mouse was just chilling, eating, just maxing, relaxing, having a snack or two. And it wasn't afraid. It wasn't scared. It wasn't frightened. It wasn't disturbed. It didn't show any of the normal emotions that I thought that this mouse should have showed. Instead, it was so comfortable. It was like the mouse was in his comfort zone. It's like, hey, yeah, what's up? Oh, okay, cool. Oh, you. By what time are you coming back? Oh, okay, I'll be right here. But I probably have another bite to eat or be munching on something else. But it's cool. If you want to bring something, you can bring something. Maybe we can kick it and barbecue or go for a swim or something in the river or the lake or the ocean. Hey, I'm not picky. It's like me and this mouse were boys. It's like me and this mouse knew each other. Like we was almost on first name basis. Because when I first saw him, we made eye contact. It looked at me and it kind of just nodded and it kept eating. And I'm just like, whoa. And I just kept walking. I didn't know what else to do. I didn't know if I should have just stopped and just kicked it with him. I didn't know if I just should have stopped and just, hey, you know, if you ain't doing anything, we can watch some TV. We can watch this sporting event that I want to talk about, or I want to get some information on it. Maybe you can give me some tips. Maybe you can give me some inside information from your perspective of what's going on, your perspective of what's happening. That seemed like that would have been the normal thing to do at that time, because the mouse was just chilling. And all of this started by this bit of information just coming across and just throwing everything out of whack, just throwing everything into a different realm, And the sun dying, and we're going to have to find a new solar system, new star system once the sun dies. The sun dying. Yeah, about that. That was the beginning. That was the initial point that just disrupted, became the disruption, just threw everything out of balance. That was the first thing. The sun dying part. Not the sun exploding, not the sun imploding, not the sun just burning out, not just the sun just getting sucked into something else and just disappearing, or black hole, or anything that could possibly be or sound like it could be scientific. If that was the case, that wouldn't have been first disruption. However, sun dying, that was the first disruption. Second disruption, we will. And actually, it wasn't we will, it was will. Like in W-E apostrophe L-L, will. And the thing that threw me off about that, and the thing that just made that more of a disruption on top of disruption on top of disruption, and just, ooh, just shook me to my core, just shook me deep down inside. My bones still hurt. And it's hurting. It is hurting. It's the weird part. We will. I imagine when this sun dies, we, who's this we that you speak of? We as in organisms that figure out how to live a long time, possibly centuries? Or we as in robots? We as in cyborgs, maybe? We as in deities? So the other disruption was the we part. Wheel. Like, this is what's gonna happen, and we're just gonna get together and figure out a solution, and we are going to find somewhere else to start a new civilization from. We're going to find somewhere to start a new civilization from. We will, because we are strong. We're going to do this. Yeah. So the we, that was the other disruption. Then the other disruption was new civilization and solar system, new system to start a new civilization in, Yeah, that was like the knockout punch there. That was like the knockout punch, and there was no recovery. There was no coming back from that. There was nothing else that could have just made things just flip and become normal again. When those two combined, and when those two came together, that was all she wrote. That was the nail in the proverbial coffin. Nail in the coffin. Because civilization, yeah, we can just start a civilization like ASAP, real cool, man. It's so easy. We've been doing this for so long, all the time. It's just like breathing air. It's just like drinking some water. We can start civilizations easy. And then the notion of finding a new solar system to inhabit. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you're right. I'm tripping. There's so many. There's so many readily available. What was I thinking? My bad. So that part is not as disturbing as I initially thought. That part is, as I think about it, hours upon hours later, that's my bad. That's my bust. There's so many solar systems. There's so many solar systems that's available out there. And I'm pretty sure any one of them is inhabitable. So, yeah, that's my bad on that, y'all. That's my bad. My bad. See, I can admit when I'm wrong, and I was wrong on that. So I admit that I was wrong on that. So with all of this combined and all of this together, with the first disruption, just sun dying, like the sun has human qualities, like the sun has qualities of a regular organism that has life and death. The sun. Yeah, that was, And we will start a new civilization. Yeah, because starting civilization is so easy. It really is. And not to mention, but like I say, I was wrong on this new solar system. Because there's so many. After having this information come and shock my world and just throwing everything off balance and having me to want to kick it and chill with a mouse that I just saw munching on a snack, it hit me like, okay, what do you know that I don't know? What do you know that we don't know? Because if you're talking sun dying and we will new civilization, new solar system. Oh, the sun going to be dying pretty soon here? How many years are we talking about here? Are we talking about one? Are we talking about two? Are we talking about three? Are we talking about four? Are we talking about less than 10? Are we talking about less than a decade that the sun's going to be dying? Because there's no way we can be talking about over a century, because over a century, we're still going to be around, or we as in me and you. You know something I don't know? Should I be planning for things long term here? Should I be looking at something like down the road as in being 50 to 60 years from now? Because, hey, let me know. Let me know, because I can reserve a space shuttle and have a space shuttle ready on the go if it's going to be within a decade. But if it's going to be outside this decade and maybe more to the century, or maybe more, you know, long term, then I can put it off. The waiting list won't be that bad. I can wait it out. Yet there's some details that I should know far as with getting loans or getting different kind of things when it comes to having goals accomplished and whatnot. If I can start spacing this stuff out within, you know, like 100 years, or space it out within 1,000 years or 1,000,000 years, if I can start doing that, just, hey, let me know, because there's a lot of things I want to accomplish. There are a lot of things that I want to get done. And if I got 1,000,000, 1,000, 100,000 years to be working with, that's cool. I can dig that. So if this we're meaning that I'm going to be around for this long-term event, hey, let me know so I can just start shifting and shaping different plans. Then this whole wanting to be leader of the mouth breathers and wanting to learn how to throw shade and being a fanatic, I can get all of that accomplished if I got 1,000, 1,000,000, 500,000, 100,000 years to be working with. I thought I was just dealing with, I don't know, 5 years. I thought I was just dealing with half a decade. But if I'm dealing with this large amount, let me know, because things would be so much different. It's just like I thought things would be different when Bayern Munich got rid of Pep Guardiola and brought in a new manager. You know, you get rid of Pep because winning the Bundesliga always takes place. It always happens. However, you're not measured on what you do domestically. You're measured on Champions League greatness. You're measured on what you can do with the Champions League, because it's the best of the best of the best of the best. And that's how you're judged. And by not winning the Champions League, by not even making it to the finals of the Champions League, can you justify getting rid of Pep Guardiola? Because wasn't the reason you got rid of Pep Guardiola? Was that the reason he left? Or you considered that his tenure, or last year of his tenure, a failure because he failed to win Champions League when so many things were set up for him to do that? Yeah, so was this time around. So many things were set up for you to do that, yet you continuously show that you fail, you lost. And there's one thing about losing. Then there's another thing about this something that's called sore loser. Can't blame Pep this time. You can blame the refs. Blaming the refs, that seems like a good thing to do. It's a good idea because refs always get everything right. It doesn't matter what matches they have. They get everything right. And you are the only team that they get things wrong on. You are the only team that they have it in for. You are the only team that they want to see fail. Why is that? I just don't know. Maybe it's because of the beer.